are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
I like plants.
Gladiolus.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Broadcasting absolutely live on this Mother's Day weekend from A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Miss Kilcher.
Good morning, Steve.
That would be Gwen Kilcher to my immediate right. I know this is Gwen because, well, who else would it be? It has to be Gwen.
Of course.
And this Mother's Day weekend promises to be the place to be today or tomorrow at this exquisite nursery. It's relatively new, hasn't gotten a lot of play yet. We were here last year in October and fall, and what Daniel Gibbs has done to this nursery over the past 6 months just defies belief. Congratulations to Daniel. We'll be chatting with Daniel during the next couple hours. There's lots of reasons to come by the nursery today. There's some giveaways every hour. Shopping for plants for mom for last-minute Mother's Day gifts, a great idea, too. But before we do any of that, there's lots of good eating at the Original Certified Farmers Market going on now at the Luther Burbank Center in Santa Rosa. And to tell us all about it is our market spokesperson, Dennis Dunn. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Gwen. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Entice us. Excite our taste buds this morning.
Lots of stuff going on today. We've got first-to-market summer squash. There's zephyrs and crostata romanescos and the whole nine yards. So the first squash to market, we have, there's great favas and snap peas. Rebecca at Lantern Farm, she's got boxes of them. Great to have around. We're kind of starting to see summer come in with the squash and stuff, but there's still tons of greens, the bok choys, rainbow chard, Napa cabbage. So there's still lots of that stuff around as well.
Anything else in produce come to mind?
Well, if we get into the fruits, yes. First to market, the cherries are here. Love the cherries. Cherries are here, and the first local strawberries. Sebastopol Berry Farm is here as well.
Are you seeing any apricots show up yet?
It's funny you should say that. We had the first apricots last week, Ponce Farm, and they also have, first to market once again, yellow nectarines, yellow peaches. So those are also first to market, along with, like I said, tons of cherries.
And strawberries, I would assume?
Local strawberries, like I said, Sebastopol Berry is here. Alma's selling berries as we speak, and Singing Frog also has a few berries out as well.
Anybody have rhubarb?
I did not see any rhubarb today. This is the third week in a row you've asked me, Steve, and I don't think I see any rhubarb today. There was rhubarb last week, but I didn't see any today.
Okay, I have not made my first rhubarb strawberry pie of the season yet, but it will be there soon. Anything else in produce before you move to Carnivore Corner?
Lots of mushrooms. Got a great story about mushrooms, but I'll tell you about it later, involving one of our social media outlets. But lots of mushrooms. Duncan's Mushrooms is here, and Sam's Bohemian Wellbeing as well.
Well, I don't want you to wait till later. Tell me the mushroom story now.
Well, I had an ad on one of our local, not one of our local, one of our national social media sites disapproved last night, and it was all about mushrooms, and the reasoning was that if we're posting about political or national security things, I have to verify my my identity before they'll approve the ad.
Yeah, you have always struck me as a high security risk.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing it must have something to do with the whole thing in Denver about the psilocybin mushrooms. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, my gosh, how bizarre. On to Carnivore Corner, please.
Carnivore Corner. Two Rocks Farm is here with their goat cheese. Jeff from Takanoko is here with his pork. And, folks, I know I've been telling you, but come down and grab his pork chops. I have two pork chops a week from Jeff, and they're delicious. Tiffany is here with Joe Meadows and the cheese, and she's got duck eggs now too as well from her little cheese place. Salmon Creek is here, and looks like they've got most of their cuts of beef, and they've got some of their goat as well. And Strauss is here with their ice creams and creams and yogurts and all that neat stuff.
And anything? Oh, seafood. What about seafood?
Anna's is here with their great things. Oh, and I'm getting waved at by the master gardener. So if you have any questions, they can come down here and they're into gophers today. So I'll tell you how to catch gophers, apparently. Carb Court. Libby is here with all of her great pastas and the like. Dominique is here, and she's got her pies and bacon Twizzlers, and she's got savory scones today that she doesn't usually. She makes them every once in a while. They're really good. Raymond's is here with all of their breads and their mini focaccias and all that neat stuff. Carl is over here slinging his crusty breads from Cousteau's, their cinnamon wheat walnut bread, and their baguettes, sour baguettes and French baguettes. And Full Circle is here with their muffins and their morning buns and all that kind of stuff. Oh, Dominique also has apple cinnamon rolls today.
Oh, if I were mom, I'd love to have that for tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
Okay, from Carb Court, let's move to prepared restaurant-style foods.
Aaron at the Green Grocer has got a line out in front of him. And, I talk about the Green Grocer every week, but one thing I really want people to understand is these guys are as farm-to-table as it gets. Aaron sources all of his stuff at the market. You'll see him running through the market with arms full of produce and things for his breakfast. So stop by and see Aaron and grab a breakfast burrito or a hippie hash or crispy duck tacos. Sweet Divine Farms is here. They've got their hand pies, so you can walk around eating a nice hand pie. And Mi Fiesta, you can get the tamales and enchiladas and the like.
Beautiful. Any appropriate Mother's Day loving music today?
I'm not sure who's playing today, but it's set up. It looks like it's going to be a duo, but I'm not sure who it is.
Okay. And what is on the Build-A-Fair that Mom would like from the World Sausage Emporium?
Oh, we've got two different kinds of Italian sausage. We've got a spicy Italian and a mild Italian. We have char siu, Chinese cured pork. The Chinese use that like the Cajuns use tosso, or the Italians use pancetta to liven up stir fries and the like. And we have a mild yellow mustard with green garlic. Green garlic from Bernier Farms.
Oh, it sounds absolutely beautiful. Anything else to add before we let you go?
Yeah, two things. One, the bookmobile's here today, which is always one of my favorite Saturdays. Secondly, the other thing I did want to mention before we get on this is it's starting to be grilling season. Come down and see Phil at Berkman Spices. He's got a spice rub for all of your needs for your grill. And then the bookmobile is here. And, you'll have a special guest speaker next week because I will be out of town.
Oh, it's funny. I thought you would be out of town today because I was sure you'd be participating in Ironman.
Well, I was thinking about it, but I wasn't quite ready. But, no, at this time next week, and I hate to say it, I'll probably be lounging on a beach just off the coast of the Dominican Republic.
Well, I can only say we hate you. That sounds great, Dennis. Town. It's the original certified farmers market. You've earned that vacation. It's happening right now at the Luther Burbank Center, 60 seconds off River Road, exit off Highway 101. That's Mark West Springs Road, if you're looking around. Find those white billowing tents, all those happy strollers munching and purchasing farm fresh produce. 8:30 to 1 o'clock, it's our oldest year-round farmer's market since 1968-69, 50-plus years and counting. If you missed today's market, don't forget the Wednesday market, also 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Have a dynamite vacation, and we'll talk in 2 weeks, Dennis.
All right, you guys, be good.
All right, Dennis Dunn from the original certified farmer's market. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we will talk with the one and only Daniel R. Gibbs from The Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road. It's about a quarter mile north of Todd Road. A lot of folks still don't know about this nursery as they go whizzing by at 85 miles an hour down Stony Point Road. But if you slow down far enough, believe me, your efforts will be absolutely compensated by coming in and looking at this gem that you don't even know exists until you come in, and you'll become a regular shopper at A Better Way. Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, we're taking calls. We have two experts, not only Daniel R. Gibbs, award-winning landscape designer, multiple winner at the Sonoma County Hall of Flowers, nurseryman, and Gwen Kilcher to answer your gardening questions. We're taking calls as usual, even if we're not in the KSRO greenhouse. We're out on remote today. 636-1350. You can reach us right now the usual way, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. And come down to the nursery today. There is so much to see, so much to do. Bring Mom out here for an early Mother's Day celebration and check out what Daniel R. Gibbs and his incredibly talented staff has created today. At 11, don't miss the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash. We have treats galore from East Wind Bakery on Sebastopol Road. They were such a smash hit last October. We've invited them back. You won't believe the one-of-a-kind unique pastries that they'll be bringing to our broadcast today at 11. If pastry's not your thing, how about ice cream? Jorge Alcazar, the ice cream maven from the beautiful ice cream place on Sebastopol Road, he'll be coming in with fresh-made fruit pops. Can you stick around for fresh-made fruit pops?
Absolutely.
You can?
Yes, I can. Okay. Yes, I will.
All that coming up on the Good Food Hour today. This is KSRO.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm-fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's Fresh Tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original farmer's market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
This is North Bay Biz Country.
The May issue is out, and this month's issue is all about housing, real estate, and construction. This is Lawrence Amaturo, publisher of North Bay Biz Magazine. We're your one-stop shop for hot trends, topics, and issues impacting Napa, Marin, and Sonoma, all in living color, each and every month. Well, it's been 19 months since the 2017 firestorm, and recovery, resilience, and hope are under construction. This month's cover story explores our rebuild success and the challenges we still face. In Fighting Fire with Forethought, you'll learn about new construction trends that are making our homes safer than ever. How critical is your downtown to your community? For decades, Rohnert Park residents have longed for one, and now the friendly city will finally get it. It's called Station Avenue. It will revitalize and transform the community, and it couldn't happen soon enough. So if you're not one of our 50,000 readers yet, get your free issue by emailing us at sample@northbaybiz.com.
Helping grow your business isn't just something we do, it's all we do.
Some guys are okay with settling. Other guys just want to do things right. That's why they use Gold Bond Men's Lotion with intensive moisturizers and skin-strengthening proteins. For skin that looks and feels good, don't settle. Go for the Gold Bond. You work for the sweat. You respect the sweat and never regret the sweat. You've got Gold Bond Powder. Fights wetness, odor, and relieves itch. Keeps you feeling fresh, cool, and clean. Gold Bond. Respect the sweat.
Use as directed.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And at Wendy's, we got you with a Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live at a Better Way Produce and Nursery in Santa Rosa, I'm Steve Garner. Welcome to Garden Talk. Glad that you could join us this morning. Gwen Kilcher and I hosting the show as always as we're live and back at a Better Way. You can reach us at 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com with any gardening questions. If you want to know if Daniel has a particular plant in stock, call him. He's only keeping track of about 5,000 plants here at a Better Way Produce and Nursery. Quite extraordinary. And we're staring out at a beautiful blue delphinium, aren't we, Gwen?
I want it.
I'm just
going to dig it up and take it. You won't mind.
It's about 6 feet, wouldn't you say? Probably almost 6 feet
yeah,
tall.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's
gorgeous.
That's as you come into a Better Way nursery. What other plants are welcome us to a Better Way, Dan, besides the delphinium?
There's ontharium, several salvias, a curris grass. There's gara, the Indian feather, and iris, calabacoas, carnations.
Beautiful Japanese maples.
Yep.
It's all here.
Right next to a beautiful
Verbena.
Waterfall.
Yes.
It's very pretty.
Well, you've done an unbelievable job since the last 6 months of adding various features in the nursery here. It's remarkable. All the beautiful shade houses and the greenhouses, and they're all numbered and they all have specific themes. So take us through, if you will. We started back at shade house, I think it was 5. Was that in the back?
Mm-hmm, the last one?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. In there's bulbs, seasonal, you know, perennial bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And also there are some baby maples back there, and yeah.
And tuber?
Mostly in that one.
And then shade house 4?
Yeah, that's our hydrangea house and rhododendrons.
Lots
full,
of hydrangeas.
Full of hydrangeas that are going to be blooming fairly soon.
And then we went to greenhouse 2 after that as we worked our way forward.
Yeah.
And that has had roses, all kinds of roses.
Well, there's roses in front of it. And then as you enter in, there are pulled split-leaf philodendrons and hastatums. And then to the left would be our bromeliads and orchids. And then to the right is ferns and begonias. We have our illumination begonias and other like plectranthus. And
but the highlight plant in that greenhouse there was icy blue podocarpus.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
And it's upine. And if you're familiar with podocarpus, you know, upine, it's just plain old green, long, needly-looking leaves. But this one is a bluish-grayish-colored leaves, and it stands out like no other plant
does.
And
it can be used as espaliered?
No, I wouldn't touch it. I wouldn't touch it. I would leave it as it is. Yeah, use it as an accent plant someplace and plant around it. I mean, it's stunning. I would come here just to see that plant. It's beautiful.
All of that in greenhouse number 2.
That's correct.
Then let's move to greenhouse number one. What's in that?
Okay, that's our succulent house. And then we have, it's mostly succulents and like that in there. And then we have some other bulbs and such that are in there. The, I just drew a blank.
What, abutilons are there?
And yeah, we have abutilons.
The heliotrope.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that what that was? No, that's not in there.
No, that's in Shade House 3.
Okay, never mind. That's cool. Let's continue with this one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Succulents, of course.
Yeah, there's tons of succulents, all kinds of succulents. And it's better to talk with my daughter. My daughter's a succulent person.
And she's here, and you can't miss her.
That's correct.
So that's a green.
It is wonderful.
At Greenhouse 1. And then we move to, what about Shade House 3? I'm throwing all these at Dan.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think, where are we?
Okay, Shade House 3 is behind Greenhouse 1. Mm-hmm. And Shade House 3 has our heliotropum in there, and we have all kinds of different caprosma, and there's more abutilon in there. Also, in it, there's Plectranthus ciliatus, and
What do you do with that?
And also in there is our the Antarctica ferns, the Antarctica, Dicksonia.
And there's some magnificent Japanese maples in there.
Yes.
Also.
Oh, yeah, wow.
We have our Anabi Shidari uprights, Japanese maples that are a red Japanese maple.
Those are hard to find. Okay, put that on your list of plants to get.
As I was, well, Gwen, you mentioned as you were getting close to that Shade House number 3, the fragrance emanating from there, all those heliotropes, was just spectacular. So if you're looking for a fragrant plant for mom, heliotrope is a pretty good choice.
Oh, it's excellent. It's a nice container plant. Put it in the shade, and it blooms for quite some time. Beautiful purple flowers. It almost smells like a vanilla.
It's beautiful. And there's also the white jasmine as far as fragrant plants. That's
pink
a good
jasmine,
choice.
We were having an interesting conversation about that one. I know it is winter jasmine. Yeah, it starts out looking like a little pink bud, and then it opens up into a bright white bloom.
And it's not a true jasmine. It's
polyanthemum.
Yeah, and it's an early spring or late winter vine, blooming vine, and it is so fragrant you can smell it a mile away.
And it's evergreen. And it's hardy. Yep.
And pineapple sage was another fragrant one you suggested.
Oh, yeah. Pineapple sage, you can't go wrong
with
that.
And golden delicious.
Golden sage. Delicious.
Another sage.
I need that one. Yeah.
It actually smells apple-y.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells just like a golden delicious apple.
So we have all the wonderful shade houses, and we have the greenhouses, and then we've got fields aplenty in the back of the nursery. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be dedicated to produce?
Yeah. So field one will have our, that'll be our tomatoes, peppers, and then and other heirlooms. And then in field two, we're going to have pumpkins, and we have some giants that we're growing that'll weigh out probably around 125 to 250 pounds. And we'll have those pumpkins available for sale this fall.
Just stick that in the back seat.
Yeah. I was going to say, I guess you have carts or forklifts to help people get them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
we do.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then what's going to be in field number two?
That's part of what's in there is the pumpkins.
Produce.
Yeah, the pumpkins and squashes, those squashes and things. And then also we have our raspberries, which are just going to be a bumper crop this year. They just are so happy with all the rain and they're just growing crazy.
Did you happen to see the rows and rows of raspberry plants out there? Wow.
Lots.
It's astounding, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot.
And Shade House 2, that had the maples, was it? And Dutzia and some other plants?
Yeah. The maple, we have 5-gallon green maples. And they're on sale for $25. And then we have, Wigilia, Sambucus.
There's some Deutzias.
Yeah, Deutzia.
What else did I see out there? You said.
Yeah.
You know what's really beautiful now that would make a great Mother's Day gift are the snowball viburnums.
Oh.
There, look at that.
Look at them.
Yeah.
The whole 1 5-gallon plant must have 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 flowers on it. And that's a nice, big, deciduous shrub that likes the shade. morning sun, afternoon shade.
These are full sun.
These can grow full sun?
Yeah, this is full sun.
Is this a particular variety then, other than plain old?
It's viburnum. Ugh, just drew a blank on the last part.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, but it's it is a full sun.
Oh, even better than the ones I have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a full sun species.
Okay, there you go.
But that'll get big, won't it?
What, maybe 10 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, they can grow to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 by 8. Basically.
Excellent.
And when
excellent.
People come to the nursery today, no other nursery I know of will offer you complimentary artichokes. What's the deal? You just have this perfect climate to grow artichokes here.
Yeah, our artichokes must be 6 feet tall. I mean, it's just amazing.
Did you plant all those, or they reseeded?
No, we planted them.
Oh,
yeah, we have two varietals out there. There's Globe and one more variety.
Imperial Star?
I have to ask Britta which one it is.
Okay. Yeah. I want to know, where are all the carts that we could stock up, you know, get our plants and put them on the carts? And do you have carts around here?
Yeah, we have carts.
I didn't even see them. This place is so pristine. The first thing I need to know is, where's the cart? Because when we're done with my show here, I need a cart to put on, to gather up all the plants I'm going to get.
So you have artichoke plants for sale, but you also have artichokes.
That's correct.
To sell.
Yeah,
also?
We don't have a huge amount, so we use them for ourselves personally. And then when clients come in and like that, I ask them if you want a few artichokes to take home for dinner, and we go and we fresh cut them for them.
And also, when you come in, you can register to win a hanging basket today.
That's correct.
What are you giving away?
Any basket they want. Choose
10 inch baskets?
Yeah, we have over 100 10 inch baskets.
So all you need to do is come in, register to win, and hang out.
Yep.
Stroll for an hour, and you may go home with a beautiful Mother's Day basket.
That's great.
And you'll go home with a lot of other things, too, that you weren't expecting.
We have literally just scratched the surface as we're taking our virtual tour of A Better Way Produce and Nursery. But please come by the nursery this morning. The weather's gorgeous. Going to be about 73, 74 today. If you can't bring mom there today, of course, come tomorrow. It's right here in the heart of Stony Point Road, 3615, as you head south from Sebastopol Road, right before you get to Todd Road. There's a sign right out there in front on Stony Point Road. And just stroll the acres of beautiful nursery and plant specimens at A Better Way, kicking off a beautiful Mother's Day spring. Back after some messages, Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher, and we're taking Garden Talk questions as usual at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. John Ash in at the KSRO Good Food Hour at 11. This is KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO. When I relocated here 6 years ago and set up my Rincon Valley home, I decided that here in the Rose City, I'd better get the color of roses in my home, and I kind of stumbled on King's Nursery right in the middle of Santa Rosa. I found a panorama of sights and aromas that made King's my absolute go-to spot for roses, hanging baskets, potted plants inside and outside. 5 years later, small indoor plants have transformed into large, luxurious, and healthy additions to my home. And the ground surrounding has become a vista of colors and fragrance. Everything from gorgeous rose trees to healthy and colorful baskets to morning glories climbing and reaching for the sky. King's Nursery is simply flower heaven right here in the middle of the Rose City. I cannot recommend King's more enthusiastically. 1212 13th Street, Santa Rosa, or ask your smartphone directions to King's Nursery, Santa Rosa. It's the perfect time to add color and fragrance to your life. King's Nursery, 1212 13th Street, just a few blocks off College, or kingsflowernursery.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
Available at Hudson Street Design in Healdsburg. Start now at HudsonStreetDesign.com. The North Bay's leading window and door showroom. Hudson Street Design, a Healdsburg lumber company.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgin Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Partly cloudy throughout the weekend, high 70 today, 58 on the coast. A few clouds for tonight, low 50 across the county. Some more clouds for tomorrow, mid-70s, 60 in Bodega Bay. Then for Monday, mainly sunny skies at 73, 58 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, 3615. It's another great spring garden talk live broadcast with Gwen Kilcher and Steve Garner. And Daniel R. Gibbs, owner and proud nurseryman, landscape designer, sitting in with us during garden talk. You can reach Gwen and Daniel if you have any garden talk questions, plant-related questions. Give us a call at 636-1350, and all your questions will be answered. A particular plant you've been looking for, something obscure, something special for Mother's Day, give us a call. Landscape design ideas, give us a call. Or you can shoot us an email, and if you have a plant that is defined diagnosis or a problem plant, shoot us an email question, steve@ksro.com. You have a lot of Japanese maples in this nursery. What are some of the favorites that stood out for you, Gwen?
My favorite, the Sango Kaku, mm-hmm. which is the coral bark?
Yeah.
Coral bark.
Sango Kaku.
The bark maple. That bark mm-hmm. has that beautiful red color on it, and then light green, limey green colored foliage. And in the fall, the foliage turns like an orangey yellow color, and what's left is the branches, the trunk, the tree, which has that beautiful red bark that's mm-hmm. just stunning. You must have it.
They can get pretty big?
No.
No.
They'll stay under 10, 12 feet?
They're
12 to 15.
Yeah, to 15.
And they're on the slower growing side uh-huh. of Japanese maples, yeah. but you could even put that in a it's not?
No.
No? Okay.
They're moderate to fast.
Okay, maybe in my soil. You know, I have a heavy clay kind of soil. I think it's
could be
struggles
slowing
a
it
bit.
Down a yeah. little bit. Yeah, yeah, they like good drainage.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. But if you put it in a big container with some other plants around it cascading, blues, yellows, purples, stunning.
Any other Japanese maples come to mind?
Nabi Shadaris.
Oh.
We have the upright ones. I talked about them a little minute ago. Mm-hmm. And that one is deep red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
crimson
stunning.
Red.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the other
and
one?
And the Nabi Shadaris they'll take sun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
636-1350 or steve@ksro for any gardening questions. It's always live and has been for 32 years as Garden Talk Saturday morning 9 to 11. From Santa Rosa, Mary, start us off with some questions this morning. Welcome to A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question for Gwen. I'm putting in a lawn. I had a big lawn, and I took the whole thing out because I had a huge tree that was going into my house. Anyway, I know where to buy the lawn, and I just took for granted that the outfit that I was going to buy from would have somebody to put it down. Do you know of anyone who lays down lawn?
Yeah, we do that, and we work with another sod company, and depending on your square footage that you have, might be very cost effective to have them install it. It starts out at $390 to install it. They're pretty cost effective, actually.
Yeah, and I don't know of anybody who does that, you know, other than, you know, landscapers such as Dan.
Well, we install it also, but generally on lawns, we do that as a kind of a community thing. We give it at our cost is what we do with grass. And so we charge for the prep of the lawn and getting it all ready, and then the lawn and the install we do at our cost.
Okay.
As a service.
And what was the company you said that the lawn? I missed the first part when you were talking about they come out.
The sod company that we work with is a local company, Park Avenue Turf.
Park Avenue Turf. Is that in Sebastopol?
That's correct.
That's the option.
Yeah, and they have great sod, great selections of grass.
Yeah, now they were the ones I was going to get the grass from, but they had no idea of who could put it in.
Huh. Well, you're welcome to call me, and I'll help you out, and I'll help you get it set up.
Okay, could I have your phone number, please?
Yeah, sure. It's 707
291-4237. 37. Great, I'm going to call you, and I will be here to see you. And I had another question for Gwen. You know, I had bought at that nursery where you used to run it a small ornamental crab apple. Do you know where I could get more of those trees?
A small tree. What nursery was this? Callaway's?
Yeah, Callaway's.
So was it the Japanese, plain old Japanese crab apple?
Probably. It was just a tiny tree, and it stays that way. Yeah, it's the highest it is probably 5.5 feet or 6 at the most.
Wow. Oh, I don't remember. Do you know, Dan, any variety?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Mary, I'm going to have to look into that. I'll do some research with the gals that I used to work with there and see if we can come up with that, because it's not ringing the bell one that... It is. So can I get back to you next week?
Yes, sir. I listen to your program every week. I love it.
Well, good. I'm glad we could help you to give you some direction, Mary.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Okay,
all right,
thank you.
You
okay.
bet.
Okay, thank you.
Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We can take more calls, 636-1350. Oh, you and Dan just took care of that call very efficiently. Or Steve at KSRO.com. No waiting if you get in now. Come by and see us, though, and tour these acres of beautiful plants at A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road. If you go down Stony Point, you've probably raced by this nursery dozens, if not hundreds of times without not realizing what a jewel there is just 10 seconds off of Stony Point Road. It's a great place to come for this Mother's Day weekend. You can register to win one of the 10-inch hanging baskets. Wouldn't that make Mom happy? Or, of course, browse the acres of landscape here. 636-1350 to reach us live at Garden Talk. This is KSRO.
Traffic on the fives. Weather 6 times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk. KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Voted Best Farmers Market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, Savor Farm fresh eggs, and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's fresh tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
The Rodney Strong Summer Concert Series, presented by Montgomery Village, is excited to announce the 2019 season. This year's sensational lineup kicks off on Saturday, June 22nd, with a special performance by Alanis Morissette.
It's like rain.
The series continues on Sunday, July 14th, with two amazing shows and one amazing night. Rick Springfield.
No, I wish that I had just this girl.
With guest Richard Marx. Then on Saturday, September 7th, it's the Beach Boys. And for the first time at the Rodney Strong Vineyards, a comedy show featuring Jay Leno will end the season on Sunday, September 8th. Enjoy exceptional wine and great music all summer long at the intimate setting of the Concert Green at Rodney Strong Vineyards. Visit RodneyStrongConcertSeries.com for tickets and information. Or visit the tasting room at Rodney Strong Vineyards. The Rodney Strong Summer Concert Series is presented by Montgomery Village and sponsored by River Rock Casino. Grab your tickets while supplies last.
Join Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour for the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery, broadcasting live Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon.
Meet owner Daniel Gibbs, botanical artist and licensed landscape contractor, and experience his family's unique farm and nursery. Check out their new beneficial insect display. Tour the grounds and see nearly 1,000 plant species, easy-to-shop sections dedicated to categories like good under oaks, good under redwoods, drought-tolerant dwarf, spring color, and more. See their small spaces demonstration gardens and their koi pond. Just in time for Mother's Day, they have beautiful hanging flower baskets. Once an hour, enter to win one. Must be present to win.
That's the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Live broadcast with Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon at 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Talk. A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Nursery and Produce, right here in the heart of Roseland at 3615 Stony Point Road. You must experience this nursery. Zipping by it, going north or south on Stony Point, you may not have slowed down long enough to know what a jewel is lurking right 10 seconds off of Stony Point Road. It's really magnificent. You'll become a fan once you come here. From out in beautiful Casadero, Kathy would like a word with us. Welcome to Garden Talk at KSRO. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thank you. I have both tomatoes and peppers where the seeds are curling. Why is that?
Are they in the ground or in containers still? I'm the little pots.
They're in the ground.
Pull apart or look underneath, unravel or something, the leaves. And get a magnifying glass if you have to and see if there's any aphids in there that are sucking the juice out of the leaves. I have that happen quite often with my peppers. And,
really?
Yep, sure enough, there's aphids in there that are just sucking the juice out. And then that causes the leaves to curl up. So if you see that, depending on how many leaves are affected, how many plants, where the leaves are, if you can snip them off and throw them away, then you'll just get the job done really quick. But if there are a few leaves on the plant and you can't afford to snip them off, then unravel them as best you can and just smush them with your fingers and be done with it. And you'll probably have to look under all the rest of the leaves and look especially on the new stem, the top part, the newest growth of the plants, because that's where they like to hang out, and sometimes they venture out into the onto the leaves. So look at the stems as well. And if it's too much for you to do that one by one, plant by plant, get a little squirt bottle with some soapy water, you know, a liquid dish detergent that's like an environmentally friendly dish detergent. I put like 10 drops or so in a squirt bottle, and in the evening I'll spray and get it underneath the leaves where they are. And then the next morning, you could just get some water and just wash off that soapy water, and that takes care of them.
And then we use ladybugs.
Ladybugs, yeah. If you see ladybugs out there or soldier beetles or something, then munching away, then be patient and let them eat everybody up. That works as well.
Right. So they aren't, like, totally curled. They're just kind of like wilty curls.
Wilty curl?
Yeah, they're up in there. I'll bet you anything that the aphids are up in there. But it's been a really bad year for the aphids. I would almost
too?
Guess. What's that?
Oh.
For tomatoes, yes.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
And also, for the tomatoes, it could be a physiological thing too. And maybe with the peppers as well. If you don't see any aphids anywhere, then it's just a physiological thing that happens to these plants when the temperature's too warm, and then it gets too cold, and then it's too hot, and then it's too cold. It just happens. And you'll see that a lot on citrus, too. They do the same thing. The leaves start to do this funky curling, and there's nothing wrong with the plants. You're like, what? I don't see any insects or diseases. Don't worry about it when the weather kind of settles a bit. We don't have such drastic temperatures in the evening, like down to 45, 50 degrees and up to 75, 80. Then the new growth that starts to come out should be okay. So
be
patient.
Okay.
Be patient if you don't see any aphids. It's not a fertilizer issue or watering or anything like that, so be patient.
Oh,
and then get back to us.
Thank you.
Get back to us in a couple weeks or next week. Let me know what you found out.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right,
okay,
Kathy.
That makes me feel better. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, like I said, you have to look for the aphids first. Make sure that's not the culprit.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't see anything, just it's weather related and there's nothing we could do.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Good
okay.
talking with you, Kathy. What kind of tomatoes are you on the search for today, Gwen, at A Better Way Produce and Nursery?
Well, I just asked Dan a few moments ago if he has that chocolate sprinkles cherry tomato that I'm having a hard time finding, which last year I bought, and it was amazing, and I definitely want to grow it again, and of course, he has it. So Dan's selling them in six packs, and that's okay. Four for me and two for a friend. Maybe.
There you go.
And it's one of the better tasting cherries.
Oh, they're delicious. They have it's a kind of a like a grape looking tomato, and it's red, and it has these brownish bronzy looking stripes on them. Very subtle. And they're sweet. They are very sweet. It's up there with my Snow White cherry tomatoes.
Right. Okay. Chocolate sprinkles.
Chocolate sprinkles.
Okay, we got to look for that. What's this beautiful willow too right behind Dan?
Corkscrew willow.
It's a beautiful plant.
It is beautiful. I want one of those too. It's on my list.
Is this an old plant? It looks like 10, 15 years?
No, it's about 7 years old.
And it's that big?
And it's a
from a cutting.
From a.
But the leaves have a lighter color to them.
It's
earlier?
Golden.
Golden corkscrew.
Golden corkscrew.
Yeah, golden corkscrew
what a
willow.
Magnificent tree.
Yeah.
And that's another one with a stem. This one has a yellowish stem on it. So all the new growth, the stems are more of a yellow-green tinge to them.
It's beautiful. That would make another nice accent plant in your yard.
Gwen, where can I go to find a dinosaur lurking in a koi pond? Anywhere you can think of?
Probably here.
Right here. Where did you end up getting that dinosaur skeleton?
We landed on it. We were doing a project up. We were doing Wyndham Resorts, some pavers there for them. And on my way up, I had to stop for the guys and pick up some stuff at Home Depot, and I found it there, and it was on sale. And so, we got the Tyrannosaurus Rex, which he's 10 and a half feet long, and I think he's like 6 feet tall or 7 feet tall, and then he's got two baby eggs along with him.
It's just remarkable. You have another water feature that you just put in several days ago as you come into the nursery.
Yeah, that's correct. And that one is a... I found these great rocks at one of our suppliers, and the truck was landing, and I snagged them right away. And they're golden obsidian. and it's the rock is 4 feet across and about 3 feet, 3.5 feet tall, and makes
well,
a great
Glenn was
water
asking,
feature.
You said, how did you drill through this obsidian so the waterfall comes through there? And you said it was just came that way.
Yeah, what they do is they use a core. They core them at where they're harvesting the rock from, and then they put dynamite in it and blow it apart, you know, to get all the boulders and such. And this is just one of the rocks that they cored that they didn't put a stick of dynamite in, so it was already cored for us.
How lucky can you get?
Yeah.
Another tree that caught your eye was the purple beech trees.
Yes. Yes.
Those were really beautiful.
Dan was telling us he's going to use in a display someplace.
Yeah, at Alameda County Fair, we're going to use it there.
Okay.
And
it's one
in
of
our,
a kind.
Yeah, secret harmony garden that we're doing down there.
Okay.
And
this is something you don't see on the West Coast very often.
No. Well, it's four plants. You said.
Yeah.
Four trees.
In two boxes.
In two boxes, and they're separated. So
yeah, it's a hoop.
With that.
Makes
hoop,
an arch.
The arch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's trained to go over this arch, so you have two halves of this arch that you just put together, and you know, you can take them apart and transplant, port them where you need to go, and
right.
use it in his display. And it's a beech leaves look like what tree? It's just a almost lollipop shaped looking leaf, and they're purple, beautiful, like the purple plum tree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except you don't
Deep
find
purple.
This tree growing here very often. It's more of an East Coast type tree, but in the right place and right conditions, wow.
You're fine.
It's beautiful. I would come here just to look at that tree, too.
It's beautiful.
Stand underneath it and have your picture taken.
So you have all the shade houses, four or five of those, and you have the greenhouses, number of those, and then you're going to have a fruity maize craze coming up in the next year or so?
Yeah, in the next year we'll get it going.
What's that going to be?
It's going to be a maze that is 100 by 120 feet, and it's going to have five different varietals of berries, and so there'll be two ways you can go. You'll do one pay, no eat, and you go through the maze, and there'll be towers, and when you come out the other end, we'll know, or you can eat, you know, and we'll know which way you went. and the kids will get a little, you know, we'll do a two-inch plant when you finish the maze, and give them a plant.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very
And nice. There's also going to be the Bugs Eat Bugs.
Yeah, Bugs Eat Bugs World.
Where's that going to be? In the back of the
Yeah,
shop?
It's going to be over by the well, kind of near the well of ours. And, we're going to have the bug experience, which in my vision is going to be like a tunnel, just like the shark experience. You know, you go through a tunnel and it's bug netting, and there'll be millions of bugs crawling all over it, you know. And then I've been working on a thing where, you know how when they are working with nuclear stuff, you know, they got their gloves and like that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have it where they can stick their arms in and touch the bugs and get covered in bugs. And then when they pull their hands out, the bugs will come off, you know.
How fun.
Yeah.
And you do have an area where there's going to be, a lot of butterfly-friendly plants?
We have tons of butterfly-friendly plants all over. We have Asclepias, which is the host plant for the monarch butterfly. And actually, the corkscrew willow is the, my daughter knows. Yeah, there's a
swallowtail?
No. It's a special butterfly for the corkscrew. This is their host plant. Last year we had like 200 hatch, and then we have the the butterfly bush, that Buddleia that attracts a lot of butterflies.
We just scratched the surface. We'll be back with another hour of Garden Talk live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Do come by and enjoy this fabulous weekend. The nursery's never looked so exciting. 3615 Stony Point Road. It's a quarter mile north of Todd Road. Signage is good. Just slow down, pull in, register to win one of the 10-inch hanging baskets we're giving away each hour to anyone that comes by and registers. We'll do a drawing at the top of the hour. And at 11, Chef John Ash in the Good Food Hour will be welcoming bakeries and ice cream shops today. This is KSRO.
This is Sonoma County's News Talk, K23 3CM Petaluma, K278 CD, KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Trump administration moving forward with massive tariffs on Chinese imports after failing to reach a trade deal. ABC's Kira Phillips has more from the White House.
Well, negotiations ended yesterday with no resolution to the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The Trump administration raised tariffs to a whopping 25% on hundreds of billions of dollars of Chinese imports now. And the president tweeting, tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal of the traditional kind.
But economists estimate that this escalation of the trade war could cost nearly a million American jobs if not resolved soon. The U.S. State Department warning travelers in certain parts of Africa about potential attacks and kidnappings after an American and three other foreign nationals were freed in a daring raid by 20 French forces in Benin. This comes right after another American was taken in Uganda and a heavy ransom was demanded. Retired Marine Colonel and Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Stephen Ganyard.
Places where safaris are conducted are very remote.